Big college football weekend, Jeremy. It seems like the college football playoffs, people were concerned it would take away from the regular season. I think it's added to the regular season, honestly, because now teams can still be alive with a loss or two.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it. Like, you know who the top-tier teams are. I think the expansion of the playoffs allows some others to get in, the ones that people always scream about not getting in. So you'll have that opportunity now. It doesn't mean you're going to get in, because I don't care if you went undefeated in some small conference that means nothing. You know, like when we're if we're going to look at some dominant years from the SEC or Big Ten, whatever. But yeah, so Alabama's lost. Now,
Alabama should have lost again on Saturday. Well, I'm sorry. Could have gone into overtime.
Yeah. South Carolina screwed some things up at the end of that, but it played well. Played well, but Alabama now some questions about them.
But they'll still get into the playoffs. Will Oklahoma get into the playoffs?
No. They're not good. They have offensive line issues. Their defense, they have one of the better defenses in college football, but you won't know it because they struggle so much on offense and they leave those cats out to dry all the time. So I don't think there's any shot Oklahoma's getting in, and the more and more I watch them, I think Texas is the best team in college football.
What was Will, the Ohio State quarterback there, Will Howard, what was he thinking on that last play?
I don't know. I thought it was ingenious, though, by the Ducks there, because if you saw it, they took a penalty on purpose. They left 12 men on the field,
right?
So they would run the play. Hurry up, get back there, tackle the guy. You run 4 seconds off, so then they only have one shot. They don't have a shot to get it down, spike the ball, and get a field goal at that point in time to win the game. So some gamesmanship there, but I don't know what he was looking for. That was a fun game. Bad outcome if you're an Ohio State fan,
though. Yeah, horrible outcome. And LSU Ole Miss was a tremendous game, worth every second of my time.
Yeah, look, I thought that this weekend had some really, really good college football games. And I know people are always looking at the upsets and those things, but you get some of these games that come down to the wire. Hell, you know, as much as I like to bash Colorado because I don't think they're very good, they played well against Kansas State. They lost. They've got the big part of their schedule coming up where they're going to face a lot of tough teams, and that'll decide whether or not. I think they do get bowl eligible. But again, that was a fun game, depending on which side you're on.
Yeah, and Notre Dame looked strong against Stanford. Do you put anything into that?
Stanford. Not really. I mean, we remember we had the guy last week call about Army and Navy.
Yeah.
Could they knock off Notre Dame? Army's interesting. Army's really good, but they're not facing the caliber of opponent that Notre Dame is week in and week out.
Kansas State takes good Colorado 31-28.
Yeah, again, that was a fun game to watch if you guys stayed up late.
I did.
And, you know, I thought there were some good things there. Avery Johnson for Kansas State. The issue with Colorado is they absolutely, without a doubt, cannot stop the run. And when you can't stop the run, that leads teams to being able to close out the game, converting first downs late, and even sometimes, because you're so bad at the run, possibly running in that 40 or 50 yard touchdown that you're not expecting at the end of the game. So,
yeah, like DJ Giddens, what did he have, 190 yard rushes or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's just their run
182, defense, 25 carries, 182.
And they were coming off a bye week, I believe.
Yeah. But Snow Sanders, another great game. He had 388, three touchdowns.
He's good. He's really good. He's going to be a top five pick, maybe number one overall.
Let's go to Tillman Island and get Jay. What's up, Jay?
Good morning, man. Hey, remember 3 years ago I was telling you boys about Dylan Gabriel when he was at UCF and then he transferred to whatchamacallit, Oklahoma or whatever, and now he's at Oregon.
Yeah.
This boy is setting records, man. This kid he's phenomenal. And then when you were talking about the coach at Oregon when he called that penalty on purpose, Rob, just like in basketball, when you want to stop the clock and foul somebody that's in trouble, you do it on purpose. And that coach, that was the smartest thing he could have done.
Hey, first of all, Dylan Gabriel, love him. 341 on Saturday. I like the guy. He is a tremendous talent. He can throw the ball. He has what they like to call arm talent. He's a senior because he's been around a lot. You know, 6 footer guy. But
I don't know what he has on the next level.
That's what I'm about to say. I don't know what he will be on the next level. That takes nothing away from what he's doing now, Jay. I just don't know if he's Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I mean, look, I remember everybody thought it was Roman Gabriel's son, and it's not.
Right.
But Dylan Gabriel, if you watched him at UCF slinging the football, Oklahoma, the same thing, and then now he's in an offense that's going to cater to him. So he has a chance to have a really good season. Oregon right now is the front runner to win that conference, to win the Big Ten and move on.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Any team surprise you over the weekend?
Kentucky surprised me. I thought Vanderbilt would lay a huge egg. And I know it's not a team that people are looking at going, oh, Kentucky. But it was just one of those spots where you went, okay, this is a really good chance for them to just kind of throttle this team that's coming off this an emotional win. And the Vanderbilt's credit, man, they hung around. They did everything they were supposed to do. I shouldn't even say hung around. They pulled away. Kentucky had opportunities up and down the field, just didn't get it done. Maryland, super disappointing Friday night against Northwestern. Coming off a bye, you can't have a game like that. And their defense just looked like they couldn't stop anything that night for whatever reason. It's not like Northwestern's offense scares you either.
For me, I know they're ranked high, but they still surprised me. Penn State. I mean, we've seen Penn State win a lot of beauty pageants with no substance. They look to be a team of substance right now. Going out to USC, beating USC 33-30.
That was a fun game.
It was a fun game. It was. But they showed me that their team was some substance.
Yeah, I mean, look, I had USC. It was funny. They were plus 3.5, and by the time I got to the book, it was 3. So it ended up being a push. But that's a trouble spot. I mean, you're the number 4 team in the country, and you got to go all the way out west, and you're only a 3-point favorite against USC. Yeah. When you look at who they've played and going, okay, they're okay, but this shouldn't happen. It is a contrast of styles, but once Penn State's offense got going, it wasn't really like USC had an answer for it. It's just that they'd gone tit for tat and kept the game close and had opportunities there.